Live from the College of Communication, Arts and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Yes, it's about that time. Welcome to another edition of WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, coming to you all on this Thursday. It's Thursday already? The week is absolutely flying by. It's October 10th, 2019, and thank you so much for allowing Current Sports to be a part of your weekday afternoon. Can't even lie, Alec, I tried to play it off as smooth as possible. Just as you were throwing to me, I was taking a squig of coffee, and I almost choked on myself. So I had to, when you turn my mic on, I had to turn it off. I'm okay right now, though. I had to take
Glad you're okay.
Live radio, folks. I shouldn't have done that, though. I tried to
sneak one in.
I tried to sneak in one more sip, and that was not smart. So, all right, folks. Hopefully, the rest of the show is smoother than that start. We've got a great hour coming your way. On today's Current Sports, I want to piggyback just a bit on the Bleacher Report video that has been making the rounds concerning Matthew Stafford, depicting Matthew Stafford as the Joker. It's a play on, I don't know if you guys have seen, how many of you all have all seen the new Joker movie? It's amazing. I went and saw it last week, actually. They used that movie and poked fun of Matthew Stafford and the Detroit Lions. I thought it was pretty comical. Many Detroit Lions fans felt the exact opposite, thought that it was stupid. It's made the rounds, though, and it's got a lot of traction, has gotten a lot of traction online. And Matthew Stafford was asked about that video, that spoof, during media availability yesterday for the Detroit Lions. I'll tell you what he said or didn't say. I'll explain. And I just want to briefly touch on where the Detroit Lions sit right now as they now prepare to take on Aaron, Aaron Rodgers, and the Green Bay Packers on Monday Night Football. It's going to be an interesting game. And if the Lions are able to beat the Packers on national television, I'll admit something that I don't admit when discussing this historically bad franchise. Stick around for that conversation. Also, I've got some strong thoughts when it comes to the Clarissa Shields and Ivana Hobbeson incident. As Hobbeson's trainer, Bashir Ali, he was punched and sent to the hospital minutes before the weigh-in of Hobbeson and Shields. That fight was supposed to take place out in Flint, Michigan, where Clarissa Shields is from. She's Flint's favorite daughter. That fight was supposed to take place on Saturday, but it was called off due to this ridiculous, nasty, down low, dirty, cheap shot blow on Friday. I've got an update to that story, and I've got some thoughts on where we go from here when it comes to that fight and a few other things, all right? So you don't want to miss that conversation. It's also Thursday, and each and every Thursday here on Current Sports, we love to hop into our Current Sports time machine. Take a look at exactly what happened on this particular date in sports history. We call it Throwback Thursday. Got some really interesting events that occurred on this day in sports history. Don't miss that. And we'll just touch on MSU and Wisconsin come this weekend as the Spartans try to get out of the doghouse after what happened out in Columbus, Ohio against the Ohio State Buckeyes last weekend. And possibly hoping to pull up an upset on the road in Madison. So, our plate runneth over on this Thursday edition of Current Sports. If you would like to be a part of the hour, you know that there are multiple ways in which you can do so. Head over to Facebook.com/WKAR News. Watch the live stream there and comment below that video. You can also tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. And again, pick up that phone. Pick up the phone. I love hearing your voices. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. You know what's next? Here are your Current Sports quick hit headliners. Start here. Kirk Cousins and President Donald Trump. A spokesperson for the Minnesota Vikings confirmed that President Trump phoned Cousins to, quote, briefly congratulate him and the Vikings on the win in New York against the Giants. The call came following Sunday's 28-10 victory against the Giants. Cousins completed 22 of 27 for a season high 306 yards and had touchdown passes of 15 and 9 yards to receiver Adam Thielen. You think Cousins, he made good on the apology to Adam Thielen and the Minnesota Vikings? I mean, and that was an ideal week to do it, right? Because you're playing the New York Giants, a really bad football team. So you can pad your numbers a bit and get the ball to Adam Thielen, who called you out. So Cousins had a great game, so much so that, again, President Trump gave him a call. So it came after a contentious week. As I mentioned, Cousins was publicly scrutinized by his teammate in Adam Thielen for missing throws, and also his other receiver, Stephon Diggs. He was fined for missing 2 days of meetings and practice. Trump is planning a visit to Minnesota later on this week for a Keep America Great rally scheduled to take place at the Target Center out in Minneapolis. That's tonight. According to a source, the two briefly discussed the rally, but Cousins will not be attending. The team said the focus of the call was not the rally. So there you have that. President Trump and Kirk Cousins, who, I mean, they play golf together. There's been pictures of them playing golf together, and, you know, they have a relationship, obviously, here. So, there you have that. Okay, the Detroit Pistons were in action in NBA preseason ball last night. Take time to smell the roses. Which can also mean that, hey, appreciate what we have here in Detroit with Derrick Rose. Okay, Derrick Rose, he played great last night. Got to give him some props, man. You know, I know his career has had, you know, some ups and downs, some injuries and hard times, but he looked good last night. And I really hope this is a bit of a window into what we see during the regular season. His love for the game and his excitement to bring high-caliber basketball to Detroit is tough to try and overlook. As Derrick Rose, he had 18 points and 5 assists last night as the Pistons came back despite being down by 13 at one point to win over the Dallas Mavericks, 124-117, your final. Only scoring 50 at the half, Detroit needed some new life. On the offensive side, they responded with 36 in the third and 38 in the fourth to complete the comeback. Luke Kennard also had a great game. He finished with 19 points. Blake Griffin had 17 in the win. Detroit now 1-1 on the young preseason. And the Pistons' next game will be tomorrow as they will play host to the Cleveland Cavaliers at 7 p.m. I also like the quote that Derrick Rose had concerning Luke Kennard, basically saying the kid has no idea just how good he can be, and my job is to get him the basketball. So maybe there's some synergy there with Derrick Rose and Luke Kennard. Dwayne Casey was quoted in saying that he did like both Kennard and Rose coming off the bench, you know, to bring some life to the backcourt off the bench. That's awesome stuff. I think that may work. I like that. I like that idea, Dwayne. We'll see what happens in the regular season. It's just preseason right now, but, you know, I love my Detroit Pistons. Okay, the Detroit Red Wings looking to bounce back as they took their first loss of the regular season in controversy against the Anaheim Ducks. The score was tied at 1 in the third period when Anthony Mantham, he was barely offsides on a play that led to a goal that would have made it 2-1, but was caught back from a challenge. 2 minutes later, Anaheim scored to take the lead, and then 5 minutes after, they scored again to make it 3-1, which would be the final score. They face the Montreal Canadiens tonight in an original six matchup. 7 p.m., of course, on FSD. Matthew Stafford, he says he doesn't need any extra motivation for Monday night's game against the Green Bay Packers led by Aaron, the great Aaron Rodgers, and certainly not from Bleacher Report. Stafford insisted, but come on now. Do we really believe this? Stafford insisted on Wednesday that he had not seen the sports and culture website's animated Gridiron Heights video that depicted him as the Joker and took a comedic look at his place among NFL quarterbacks. Among other things, the minute-long video depicted Stafford giving Calvin Megatron Johnson a sponge bath while saying, quote, "Megatron always tells me to be like the Lions greats and retire early." And also a Kirk Cousins caricature introducing him as Pad Statford. Stafford said, quote, "I didn't see it. Somebody's disrespecting us?" Asked if he wanted to watch the video in the locker room, Stafford said, quote, "That's all right. I'll not look at it." Well, he said, "I'll not look at it some other time." Well, that's a weird quote. But yeah, we really don't believe that Matthew Stafford hadn't seen this, right? Now, Bleacher Report declined to make the animator of the weekly series available for an interview, but several Lions players shared their dislike for the piece on social media. As I noted on yesterday's Current Sports, Kerryon Johnson tweeted, "WTF is this?" And then safety Tracy Walker also responded, quote, "Just some lowlife who has nothing better to do." Stafford is off to a nice start this season after a disappointing 2018. More on that story in just a moment. Also, this is some encouraging news. Rookie tight end T.J. Hockenson, he remains in concussion protocol, but the rookie tight end, he could return to action for Monday night's NFC North showdown against Green Bay. Hockenson, who briefly lost consciousness and was carted to the locker room with a concussion on September 29th in that loss against the Kansas City Chiefs, he was back at practice yesterday. Hockenson was a full participant in the individual portion of practice where he ran routes and took part in a ball security drill. Now, the Lions, who practiced in full pads on Wednesday, won't release their first injury report until today. Safety Quandre Diggs was much more limited during the individual portion of practice after leaving the Chiefs game with a pulled hammy. Darius Slay also dealing with a hamstring injury, and Danny Amendola dealing with a chest situation. They both returned to practice after sitting out in that loss against KC. Also, did you check out what happened in the world of Major League Baseball yesterday in the playoffs? Four players scored two RBIs as the St. Louis Cardinals absolutely steamrolled the Atlanta Braves. 13-1. Check it. Wow. In game five of the NLDS, they came out of the gates in fifth gear, scoring 10 runs in the first inning. They move on to face the winner of this next matchup and get to check out what happened in this one. The LA Dodgers and the Washington Nationals squared off last night in game five of the NLDS, and it was much more of a thriller than the other playoff game. The Dodgers were up 3-0. 3-0. Going into the eighth, when Clayton Kershaw, of all players, Clayton Kershaw, he gave up two runs late in the top half to tie things up. As they went into the 10th, the Nationals' Howie Kendrick, he hit a grand slam to make it 7-3, which will be the final to move the nation's Capitals team to the NLCS to face the St. Louis Cardinals. L.A., you got to be hurting today. I watched a bit of that last night, and the image that I keep replaying in my head from last night's action is Clayton Kershaw in the dugout alone with his face in his hands. Totally emotionally torn. That was tough to watch. That's playoff baseball for you, folks. The highs and the lows. And it's just very surprising. I mean, Clayton Kershaw, you don't normally see that. Two runs late in the top half? Tie game? That's tough. I feel a bit for Clayton Kershaw today. Okay, according to the MLive Flint Journal, the Michigan Unarmed Combat Commission, which licenses professional boxing and mixed martial arts events, will not place any sanctions on anyone associated with the Clarissa Shields or Ivana Habazin fight with respect to last Friday's incident before the two fighters were scheduled to make weight. Prior to the start of weigh-in, as I mentioned, there were it was just chaos. A verbal confrontation between Shields' sister and James Ali Bashir, who trains Habazin, occurred. Shortly after the verbal sparring took place, an individual sucker-punched Bashir, knocking him unconscious in the lobby of the Dort Federal Event Center. Bashir was quickly transported to a local hospital, where it was revealed that the veteran trainer would require surgery to repair multiple facial fractures. Bashir was back in the hospital after a brain bleed was discovered in one of the scans. This was incredibly serious, folks. As a result of her trainer's hospitalization, Habazin withdrew from Saturday's fight against Shields. The remainder of the Showtime televised card went forward. Just take that in. Further thoughts on that news in just a moment, okay? And this story turned my stomach this morning when I read it. Welterweight boxing champ Errol Spence, he crashed in a speeding Ferrari in Dallas early yesterday, was badly injured but is expected to survive. The crash happened just before 3 a.m. when Spence's Ferrari crossed a median into oncoming traffic, flipped over several times. Spence was taken to a hospital where he was placed in the intensive care unit. Police said they are still investigating the cause of the crash, but they noted that the Ferrari was speeding at the time. Last month, the former U.S. Olympian added the WBC welterweight title to his IBF strap with a thrilling split decision victory over Sean Porter out in L.A. With his rangy athleticism and virtuosic skill, Spence, who was 26-0, has captured fans with a series of crisp victories in recent years. He won the IBF title in 2017 by stopping Kell Brook in England, if you remember, and he defended it three times, culminating in a one-sided thrashing of undersized Mickey Garcia in March. I'm just happy that the brother is alive right now, because if you look at the Ferrari, if you've seen the pictures of this accident, wow. I mean, a speeding Ferrari flipping over multiple times, ejecting Errol Spence from the vehicle. This could have been fatal. So I'm just glad he's alive. All right, that does it for your current sports quick hit headliners. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News. Check out the live stream there. comment below that video if you feel compelled to. And you can tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News.
Some bad news. We're gonna practice in a blizzard again, even though we play inside.
You don't listen, do you? You ask, do you have any impressive stats? All I have are stats. Megatron always tells me to be like the Lions' greats and retire early.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Stafford.
What's the most reliable Ford in Detroit? A Stafford.
Okay, I like that joke, and I did not like that.
You want to know how I got these scars?
Oh, you're combining jokers.
I've had a broken back, torn finger ligaments, sprained.
My whole career, I didn't know if I existed, but I do.
We almost beat the Chiefs.
And other disenfranchised QBs are starting to notice.
Hello, Rogers.
Oh, I thought it was something scary like the Bears.
Good joke.
Don't you laugh at me, LaFleur.
I used to think the Lions were a tragedy, but now I realize they're a comedy. Can you introduce me as...
The Joker!
No,
I... The Mediocre! Can't take a Joker!
Can you guys just let me have one thing?
Gotta admit, it's pretty funny. Lions fans, come on. Come on. I know you never want to see your franchise getting made fun of on the national scale, especially in this kind of fashion. That's pretty creative. A take on the latest Joker movie entitled Joker. Joaquin Phoenix, who's going to get an Oscar for that role if he doesn't by the Academy. Something's wrong. Amazing, amazing film. And for those who have seen the film, you totally get a lot of those jokes. I thought it was rather creative. Lighten up. As the Joker would say, why so serious? Oh, Matthew Stafford, though. He's serious right now. He's locked in. He says that he has not watched that spoof video. As I noted in the headliners, Matthew Stafford, who was asked about that video, have you seen it, Matt? I didn't see it. Somebody's disrespecting us? Question mark? I'm sure he's seen it. It's impossible not to see something like that in the year 2019. Social media rules everything. And if he's not on social media like that, I'm pretty sure he's got people around him that are. Who's like, hey, Matt, you got to check this out, man. Check out the disrespect. Come on. I don't believe that for one bit. At the end of the day, it's a bit unfair from this perspective. I will say this, just to have Matthew Stafford's back. I've had Matthew Stafford's back throughout the majority of his career rocking a Detroit Lions jersey. Matthew Stafford has not been the problem of the Detroit Lions. There are much bigger problems that outweigh Matthew Stafford. Stafford has been pretty good throughout the majority of his career. He's tough. He's got a rocket of an arm. I remember two or three years ago, all of the comeback victories. I mean, come on now. And then you look at this season, the Lions, they've been pretty good. The Lions have been pretty good. I can't lie. I can't sit up here and say that I expected what we're seeing right now from this team. And can you just imagine if they were able to pull off that victory against the Kansas City Chiefs? The dialogue that would be surrounding this team? They would be like one of the top stories in the National Football League right now. They'd be leading headlines nationally, not just here in the state of Michigan. And sitting here at 2-1-1 and in second place in the NFC North, that's pretty good. I didn't think that the Lions would be above 500 right now through the course of four games. Impressive stuff. And you look at Stafford's stats. Now, a bit of the video, if you heard it just now, and if you've seen it, you know, the nickname for Matthew Stafford is Statford. Basically saying that his stats are great, but can he win the big games? They kind of have a point there, I guess, because Stafford has put up some big numbers. And, you know, I was having this conversation with my homie who is a diehard Detroit Lions fan, just like many of our current sports listeners are. I really don't know how you guys do it. It's like torture. I don't know how you guys do it. But, hey, you rock with your home state team. I get it. You got to, right? And, you know, I've noted here on the airwaves, if the Lions were to become this great team and were winning playoff games, I would definitely support this squad. I'm from the D, born and raised Detroit's West Side. Joy Road, stand up. All right? You think I'm not going to be happy if the Lions somehow, some way, become a great franchise? Now, again, I'm loyal to my Dallas Cowboys, all right? But I would be rooting for the Lions if they become a better team, a better organization. So right now, you know, this team sitting at 2-1-1, it's kind of impressive. And Stafford stats, that's where I was going with this whole thing. Stafford stats have been relatively good, but the Lions haven't won those big games. You know, can he turn the corner and lead this team to finally a playoff victory, which would be the first playoff victory since the early 90s? It's been that long. 2-1-1, second place in the NFC North. Matthew Stafford has a career high. That's how good he's playing right now. He has a career high. 102.6 passer rating. He's got 9, count them, 9 touchdowns against just 2 interceptions. That's very impressive. And I think that's why many of the Detroit Lions fan base out there is a little bit irritated, a little bit annoyed, and is looking at that Bleacher Report video like, really? Right now is when you're going to do this? It would have been more timely if they put that video out last year. The thing is, the Joker movie wasn't out last year, so you got to stay with the times when it comes to that, I guess, too. It was funny. It was a cool Joker spoof, but I get why you're upset right now, because Matthew Stafford and the Lions aren't the worst NFL team in the league right now. So, career high, 102.6 passer rating. I'm not buying in totally with the Lions just yet. Do I believe that this franchise at this point right now, on October 10th, 2019, do I believe that they are a really good football team? Let's not use really good. I think that's going too crazy. Are they a solid football team right now? Yeah, I would say that. I would even go as far as to say maybe a little bit above average. The defense is holding it down. I've been impressed with the secondary in their play, especially against the Chiefs when you didn't even have your best secondary specialist in Darius Slay. That was very impressive. That defensive line can be a bit disruptive. And the offense has showed some consistency, led by the gritty, tough, never-die attitude of Matthew Stafford. This team has played well, but these are the Detroit Lions. And before we take you on this ride, please approach with caution. That's the motto I have for the Lions. Approach with caution every season, because they're the Detroit Lions. Now, I will say this. I can't believe I'm saying it, but I will say this. If the Lions are able to beat Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, I think I may be a believer that this team will go to the playoffs and find a way to finally win their first playoff game since the early 90s. I am willing to go that far. If you can beat the Green Bay Packers on Monday Night Football, because we all know how the Lions historically play on the national stage. The Lions just, I don't know what it is, man, but they just, they tense up under the lights on national TV. And it's not like the Lions haven't had success at Lambeau Field. Because the Lions, actually, if they do win on Monday, it will be the third straight win at Lambeau Field, which would be something that hasn't happened since 1986 to 1988. Pretty amazing. So they play well at Lambeau Field, but they don't play well on Monday Night Football. National TV. I don't know what it is. They just forget to show up. But the reason why I may turn into a believer that this team can make the playoffs if they do beat the Packers is because I'm looking at that Packers team. You know, you guys know I'm diehard Dallas Cowboys all day. Respect the star, baby. And I watched very closely, as I do every Dallas Cowboys game, I watched very closely what this Packers team was able to do to my precious Dallas Cowboys last week. We got embarrassed. And I think the big question in that game, my big takeaway was not what was wrong with my Dallas Cowboys. It was what was right about the Green Bay Packers. Specifically, I'm not even talking about Aaron Rodgers here. Specifically, this Green Bay Packers defense. This Packers defense is solid, folks. No, more than solid. I already used the word solid. They are really good. They are really good. And I can see why Aaron Rodgers, he was so excited after week one when he talked about his Packers defense, saying that, yo, we got a defense this year. We got a defense this year. Because they do. I mean, that defensive secondary is great. And they've got great linebackers, great corners, a really good line. They cause disruption. Play after play. If Matthew Stafford and that offense can score against that Packers defense, I will be more than impressed. That's a tall order, though. Because if you watch this Packers defense this season, tough. Tough. And you got to play that defense on the road. Now, again, I know you play well at Lambeau, but you haven't played a Packers defense like this at Lambeau Field. Aaron Rodgers was fantastic. He always is. He's just about every single week going to give you great production. That's just who he is. One of the most talented quarterbacks in NFL history. And he looked amazing last week against my Cowboys, just torching us up and down. All right, I'm having nightmares now. Let me stop. Bottom line, I think the Lions just won't turn me into a believer if they are able to beat the Packers on Monday. They will turn a lot of Detroit Lions doubters out there. And I feel like I lead that fraternity. They will turn a lot of the Lions doubters out there into believers. But, as we all know, they're the Detroit Lions. So I wouldn't bet on that. I wonder where, speaking of betting, I wonder where the line is on that game. Maybe we can have Alec, whenever you get a chance, Alec Rio, engineer of Today's Current Sports, if he can look up the line of the Lions and Packers game on Monday Night Football. I'm not sure what that line is. But your thoughts. And I'll tell you what, about this video too, you know, Matthew Stafford, I really thought he was going to just come out and just say, yeah, I saw it. I'm not affected by it. It is what it is. They Bleacher Report doesn't, you know, they don't pay my bills. Who cares? We're just going out there every single week and trying to win, period. I don't listen to that nonsense. I saw it, though. I would have liked for him to say that. And I know, Matt, we know you saw the video. How can you not have seen that video? And you know, it kind of reminds me, stuff like this, man, you know, I really, my favorite athlete of all time is Michael Jeffrey Jordan. And Jordan, you hear all of these stories about how MJ used to use
little things to motivate him. He would read the local Chicago Bulls columnist who criticized Jordan's play on a Tuesday night against the Denver Nuggets, and he would use that motivation to go out there the next game and just kill whoever he was playing. Jordan is notorious for using little stuff like that, or he'll remember something small that a player said to him during one game, and he would use it the next time they played. You know, he would use little stuff to motivate and push him. I'm not saying that you need a Bleacher Report funny video to motivate you, but use it as a motivation, man. This is how a lot of people look at this Detroit Lions franchise nationally, as a joke. The Lions have never won a Super Bowl. Again, they have not won a playoff game since the early 90s. Use whatever you can as motivation. I really hope they do that. I hope Matthew Stafford does that. I hope he doesn't do too much, though, because there's another side to this where you can do too much. Where you're like, all right, I'm going to prove everybody wrong, and you go out there and you're forcing everything. Don't do that, but, you know, keep it in mind that you've got a lot of haters out there. You've got a lot of doubters out there, as Matthew Stafford has had throughout a lot of his career in Detroit in the first place. Use this, add this to your fuel bank to prove people wrong. That's how I would use it. Your thoughts, though, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News and comment below that live stream. And you can tweet us, tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, tweet the show at WKAR News. When we come back, I want to give you an update, if you have not heard, concerning the Ivana Habazin and Clarissa Shields fight that was canceled on Saturday due to an unfortunate, disgusting, nasty situation that occurred before the weigh-in on Friday. We'll give you an update on that and so much more. You are listening to the Thursday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. So just finished up talking about the whole Bleacher Report Joker video poking fun at Matthew Stafford and the Detroit Lions. And, you know, I made the statement, if the Lions are somehow, some way able to beat Green Bay on Monday, you will turn me into a believer that this team can make the playoffs and win a playoff game. I will go that far if they can pull that off against that Green Bay Packers defense specifically. That Packers defense right now ranks 8th in the NFL in scoring defense at 18.6 points per game, tied for 3rd with 11 takeaways, and much improved. They were 22nd in scoring last year. Really the biggest reason right now, they are 4-1 and the top the NFC North. Very impressive stuff. Ben chimes in, courtesy of Facebook, and says, Al, the Lions have beaten the Green Bay Packers 4 straight years. It's about to read 5 straight years, and the Lions have swept the Packers. Your Cowboys got whooped. Why you got to go there, man? Why you got to go there, Ben? Your Cowboys got whooped by the Packers. We are going to go to Lambeau Field on Monday night and show your Cowboys how to get it done. Oh, enjoy that trip. Have you ever been to Lambeau Field before, Ben? If you haven't, it's a beautiful, beautiful venue. I've been once, and I watched my Cowboys 2 seasons ago beat the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. awesome, awesome day. An amazing, amazing venue. Like, when you walk up to Lambeau Field, you know, you kind of get chills. Not even going to lie, I got chills walking up to Lambeau Field. And then when you walk out and you look around, it's amazing. So much history. You know, I took a picture next to the Vince Lombardi statue out there. You got the Hall of Fame there. It's amazing. It's amazing. So enjoy that trip. And I'm curious if this will be your first time at Lambeau. Dan comments and says, I don't like Bleacher because of that disrespect. But the only way to shut them up is to win. Remember when the Seahawks were known as the Sea Chickens? Yes, I do remember that, Dan. And that's what you got to do. You got to go out there and perform. If you don't want people talking crap about you and your franchise, the only way to shut them up is to go out there and win. And unfortunately, the Detroit Lions historically haven't done that. They have lost and lost and lost some more. And they won a few games, and then they lost some more, and they finally made the playoffs. And they lost against, oh, who is that, Alec? My Dallas Cowboys. So, yeah, this is the Detroit Lions for you. And don't bring up the whole call, all right? We all know it was a bad call, but, hey, you can't cry over one call. It's sports, baby. You had plenty of opportunities to win that game, and you didn't. So we'll see what happens on Monday night. I'm excited to watch that game. And again, if the Lions can pull this off, that would be huge. Quick update about one of the most upsetting stories that personally I have ever read and heard about. What happened on Friday was ugly. It was nasty. And unfortunately, a city that already gets an incredibly bad rep for crime, for troubling situations in its urban community, not to mention the whole water crisis thing, the city of Flint. Unfortunately, a big event in which Clarissa Shields, Flint's favorite daughter, born and bred in Flint, trying to help her community, bring some money to the community, and hold one of, if not the, biggest fights in her respective career, trying to hold that event in her hometown as a sign of respect for where she comes from. Unfortunately, you saw what happened on Friday, and a fight broke out. Not a fight. It wasn't even a fight. It was the opposite of a fight. It was a sucker move. As a sucker punch was landed to the face of Ivana Habazin's trainer, Bashir Ali. He was sent to the hospital before that weigh-in, before, you know, Shields and Habazin stepped on the scales to see if they may wait for the fight. And if you've seen the pictures of the incident, if you saw the video, I believe Fight Hype is the outlet that released the video, it turns your stomach. It does. Because in one moment, you see Habazin and Shields getting ready to weigh in, and then the next, it like cuts to Bashir Ali, who you see on camera like minutes, seconds before this takes place. You see him kind of looking at the camera and smiling a bit, and then he goes down in the next moment, and you see I caution you before if you have not seen the video or seen the pictures, I caution you because it's a bit graphic. You know, you do see blood on the floor, and Habazin is in tears, yelling and trying to yell for the ambulance, and you know, other people come and try and help Bashir, and they try and, you know, cushion his head because his head, I believe, hit the ground. This is the kind of story that just ticks you off. Simple as that. And I didn't know this until, Alec, you put it as a part of the latest headline, the latest update, excuse me, concerning this story. I didn't know that Bashir had gotten to some kind of verbal confrontation with the sister of Clarissa Shields. But regardless, I don't care what the argument was, whoever decided to take it in his own hands and deliver this blow to an oblivious Bashir Ali needs to be prosecuted. And an arrest warrant is being sought, actually, through the Genesee County Prosecutor's Office by Flint police for the man suspected of this. A Flint Police Department statement issued on Monday says that as officers were en route to the assault, they observed a male subject running from the building off of Lapeer Road and detained him. The department statement reads, quote, the male subject who had been detained is believed to be the suspect responsible for the assault. The suspect's name has not been released by Flint police and he's not yet been arraigned on any charges. So, Ali, he was hit by the suspect prior to the weigh-in. He was bleeding. His head hit the concrete floor. He was taken out on a stretcher. And I gave you guys an update on his injuries, which are just horrific. It could have been a lot worse. It could have been a lot worse. His head hit the ground. Multiple facial fractures, in which he needed surgery to repair, and even had a brain bleed. And can you just imagine how, first off, how Hobbison feels? You know, she's this fighter from, you know, not from here, who agrees to fight Clarissa Shields in what would be the biggest fight in both of their careers. Agrees to come to Clarissa Shields' hometown, and Bashir, who is like family to her, that's her trainer, that's her guy, this happens to him. So she's in tears, and can you imagine how Clarissa Shields feels as well? Where she's trying to do, and this is why, man, you know, it reminds me of the whole Nipsey Hussle conversation that we had here on Current Sports. Sometimes you just got to get away from your home. Because there are some troubling circumstances. There are some people that don't understand the full picture. There are some people that are going to hate on you. There are some people that don't know how to contain themselves. There are some people that the old saying, you can take them out the hood, but you can't take the hood out of them. Look, I come from that. I'm from the west side of Detroit, and there are some people I had to cut out my life that I grew up with because I knew that if I didn't, some bad things could have happened. I'll just say that. But you want it. You have this part of you, like Nipsey. You know, you have this part of you that wants to give back. When you make it and you have some success, you want to give back. And you want to be around your community. You want to be around the people, you know, that you saw growing up, the people that love you. But sometimes that's not always the best decision. Because there is a reason why you had to cut some of those said people where you are from out of your life. If you're Shields, you're sitting there saying to yourself, you think they would get it, right? I'm coming back. I'm bringing this fight to my home in front of all of you people. In front of my people. And this happens. She has to be second-guessing now whether or not she ever wants to hold another one of her fights in her hometown. And can you blame her? Now, I get it. There are some people who are maybe from Flint who are saying, Al, this knucklehead doesn't speak for all of us. This idiot does not represent all of Flint. But I'm just saying it happened. And I'm just saying from a perception standpoint, this is what it looks like. This is the reality right now. And if I'm Clarissa Shields, I'm at least having second thoughts here. And I'm sitting down with my team discussing whether or not we should hold this fight because it's going to be rescheduled. That's the reports that I'm seeing right now. It's going to be rescheduled. We don't know when. And at this point, I would seriously be pondering if we don't know the where right now. Should we go back to Flint and throw this fight? Who knows? I would at least have the conversation with my team. And if you decide to, security needs to be ramped up 1,000. Where in the world was security? This is Clarissa Shields, the most decorated female fighter in the game today. Heck, the most, I'll go as far as to say this, the most decorated fighter, period, in the game today. When you look at what she did in the Olympics and what she's doing now professionally, and security didn't see this coming, that's a whole other conversation, a whole other layer to this thing. So if they do decide to do this again in Flint and Clarissa decides to still go on with this fight at the, I believe it's with the Dort Federal Event Center in Flint, Michigan, security needs to be on 1,000. Because there's no way anybody should have gotten that close to the trainer of a fighter who is going to be the co-headliner that weekend. It's ridiculous. Well, and now the question is, will Hobbeson even want to fight in Flint? If I'm Hobbeson, why would I want to fight in Flint? This happened to my trainer. Could have lost his life. I'm not fighting in Flint. We're going to a neutral location. Skip that. And if Hobbeson doesn't agree to fight in Flint, then it's not going to happen in Flint. Troubling in so many different areas. Just shows you how one idiot can mess up a lot, right? Not to mention messing up the money that Shields and Hobbeson were supposed to pull in. All right, I got that off my chest. Let's hit our final break. When we come back, we'll have Throwback Thursday for you. Don't go anywhere. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. You know, you just heard me address what happened last week Friday. The Ivana Hobbeson and Clarissa Shields fight out in Flint called off due to Hobbeson's trainer getting sucker punched, having to be rushed to the hospital, multiple fractures in his face, had brain bleeding, because one idiot decided to sucker punch him before the weigh-in. Just troubling stuff. Apparently, I didn't know that Hobbeson's trainer had an argument, a verbal altercation with Shields' sister, but still, come on, man. Alex comments on our Facebook page and says, it's hard enough for her to get a fight. Nobody wants those hands. She should never fight in Flint again. Hard to argue with that, Alex. You heard what I thought about it. If I'm Hobbeson, I'm not going to Flint to fight. If that happened to my trainer, and Hobbeson was just distraught, in tears. Completely distraught. Traumatic experience. It could have been worse. Why would I fight in Flint again? Ben says, I agree. Yeah. I can't. I wouldn't blame Shields if she said, I'm done. I'm not. That's it. I'm not fighting in Flint. And I can't fault Hobbeson if she decides to not do that either. All right, time for Throwback Thursday. Do we have the intro music ready? Yes. Here we go. To end this Thursday edition of Current Sports, it is time for Throwback Thursday.
But the Detroit Pistons have just shocked the Los Angeles Lakers.
Wing, there's a drive to left. That one is long.
Eisenman back over his step. Into the spot for Brown. Shoots. Yes. And there it goes. You never know when to expect it. Darren McCurry said before.
All right, on this day in sports history, today is October 10th. Back in 1865, the billiard ball was patented by John Wesley Hyatt. I believe that is a pool tournament. Don't correct me on that, though. I don't know. I think billiard ball, you know, Alex, like, Al, I don't know what that is. But yeah, okay. Moving along, 1964, NBC, I should have looked that up before I started today's Throwback Thursday. NBC TV aired the opening ceremonies of the 1964 Summer Olympics out in Tokyo. It was the first live color TV program to be transmitted to the United States by satellite. That's a pretty big one there. In 1977, on this day in sports history, Joe Namath, he played the last game of his National Football League career. Joe Namath, legend right there. 1979, Mark Messier, he made his NHL debut with the Edmonton Oilers in 1987 on this day in sports history. Tom McLean, he finished rowing across the Atlantic Ocean. It set the record at 54 days and 18 hours. Are you kidding me? That is amazing. On this day, back in 1987, so on that same day, Doug Jarvis ended his streak of 984 straight games in the NHL. The streak started on October 8th, 1975. 984 straight games? Are you kidding me? Doug Jarvis isn't human. He's a robot. That's crazy stuff. And also, in 2011, Nelson Cruz of the Texas Rangers hit the first ever postseason walk-off grand slam to give the Rangers a 7-3 win. The win gave the Rangers a 2-0 lead in the ALCS over, and here's the kicker, over the Detroit Tigers. All right, folks, that does it. Thanks for rocking with us on this Thursday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, I want you to enjoy the rest of your day. And I want you guys to know also, I should have pubbed this, that the Rays and Astros Game 5 series tie 2-2 tonight at 7.07 p.m. Enjoy that one, folks. We'll talk about it a bit on tomorrow's show. Until then, we are on a 23-hour break. Be easy, people.